I'm George Walker. The IU Opera Theater presents Mozart's La Nozze di Figaro Friday and Saturday, the 22nd and 23rd, 29th and March 1st in the Musical Arts Center. Guest conductor William Crutchfield came to IU's Opera Theater to conduct La Nozze di Figaro with some particular ideas about singing for Mozart's comedy. Our guests are baritones Thomas Florio and Aubrey Alacoque, the Figaros of the cast. Gentlemen, glad you come.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
William Crutchfield has set out to take you back to the 18th century and hence into the 21st. Aubrey, has the phrase bel canto taken on any new nuances for you in this rehearsal process?
Oh, it certainly has. What's so interesting about this opera is that what we are doing is we're performing it the way Mozart would have heard it, or you would have heard it in Mozart's time. We're adding appoggiature at the end of each vocal line, and also within everybody's aria, we have certain melismas and melismatic patterns that people sing that just make the aria much more beautiful, and which adds the element of bel canto singing.
Now, since we have two singers here, Aubrey and Thomas, Aubrey, would you sing something without an appoggiatura, and then Thomas, would you add it for us?
Sure.
Se vuol venire nella mia scuola, se vuol venire nella mia scuola.
You're leaning into the note then.
Leaning into the note and holding the note just prior to it.
Ah. Now, we're talking with Thomas Florio and Aubrey Alacoque, the Figaros in the IU Opera Theater's casts. Conductor Crutchfield seems to be offering the two of you considerable freedom in the singing of your roles.
Yeah, well, yes, he is. We are able to take freedoms, especially in the recitative, which is the dialogue within the opera, and the appoggiature, and also the melismatic patterns add to that element of the freedom.
Now, we need a melismatic pattern here.
Oh.
One without and one with, please.
Oh.
Is that okay if we discuss this?
Certainly. This time we're going to ask Thomas to be the straight man, followed by Aubrey.
Non più avrai quell'aria brillante. Non più avrai quell'aria brillante.
It's going to take a while longer for you.
Yes.
And that was our guests, baritones Thomas Florio and Aubrey Alacoque, with straight and then melismatic additions there, ornamentations. Michael Ehrman's the stage director for La Nozze di Figaro at IU. Is he offering you some similar freedoms, Thomas?
Oh, absolutely. One of the fantastic things about the Figaro opera is that it's based on Beaumarchais' Marriage of Figaro, which is part of the Figaro trilogy. And Beaumarchais, when he wrote the plays, wrote a lot of himself into the character, which to me implies a good deal of freedom within the character, that since it was okay for Beaumarchais to write himself into the role, it gives a little more freedom for each actor to bring a little more of himself into the role. So Michael Ehrman's been very encouraging about allowing us to each do our own thing, and even though we're playing the same role in the same overarching staging, there are a lot of nuances that we each get to add that make the role our own.
Could you describe your character with a single word, your stance on it?
Figaro is, oh my, a single word. I'd say Renaissance man. Worldly also comes to mind.
Aubrey.
He is out to protect his own and to maintain what he has. And I would definitely call him a man's man.
We've been talking with Aubrey Alacoque and Thomas Florio, the Figaros in the IU Opera Theater's cast of La Nozze di Figaro. The IU Opera Theater presents Mozart's La Nozze di Figaro Friday and Saturday, the 22nd and 23rd, 29th and March 1st in the Musical Arts Center, with Opera Insights the hour before on the mezzanine. I'm George Walker.